right. Well, we thought we were going to have opening day for the Nationals yesterday. It got rained out, so we're going to have opening day today with us at the Cincinnati Reds. For more on this, Fred Frommer joins us. He's the author of You Gotta Have Heart, A History of Washington Baseball, and head of the sports business practice at the Dewey Square Group. Fred, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Nice to have you. So you're writing about this week in the Washington Post that, you know, the Nationals are starting with a rookie manager, and a lot of, you know, throughout history in MLB, rookie managers have had mixed histories. Dave Martinez taking over. He's been a bench coach for a couple of other teams over the past few years, but now he's the manager. Will that result in a good season for the Nats?
Right. It's actually, there's a really great historical precedent for rookie managers in Washington. D.C.'s only won, unfortunately, three pennants in history, and all of those were in the 1920s and 30s. And all three were by novice managers, rookie managers rookie manager in 1924, who repeated in 25, Bucky Harris, his player manager. And then in 1933, the Senators again went to a rookie manager named Joe Cronin. He was a team shortstop, and he led the Washington Senators to the last pennant in history, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that bodes well for this year. I noticed that Sports Illustrated has already pegged the Washington Nationals as likely to win the World Series this year. That's the prediction that Sports Illustrated is making after having successfully predicted the Astros series victory as well in the past.
That's right, although that you could argue is a bad omen, unlike the rookie manager point that I'm making. And the Sports Illustrated has kind of a history of, despite the Astros prediction last year, which worked out very well, they've had a really mixed record, actually a poor record of predicting World Series winners. So some people think it's kind of a curse that the Nationals are predicted, because they've been predicted before by SI. But I'm kind of going with the SI on this one. I think that the team is so stacked. You know, they've obviously had a really tough time in the playoffs for the last 6 years, but I also kind of believe in the law of averages, that at some point you can't just keep losing in these dramatic, cruel, unfathomable ways over and over again. At some point you get past the hump.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm with you. I'm a big fan of being the underdog. I believe in the omens that if your team is picked to win it all in the beginning of the season, you're doomed. You're just doomed. Look at UVA. Look at UVA and the NCAAs. Look what happened to them, right?
So right. Remember Bryce Harper, Where's My Ring?
Yeah.
He predicted after the match, I think it was when they got Scherzer, when they had signed Scherzer, that they were pretty much on their way. Almost a guarantee, like a lock. And, you know, there is something to that. You can come into a season a little too cocky. But this team is so battle-scarred and seasoned that I don't think that's going to be an issue. And they seem to be healthier. And the other thing is, people forget last year, the first couple of months, despite having a pretty good record, the bullpen was a disaster. They lost so many games, blew so many leads, which can really be demoralizing to a team. You know, this year, they have a really good bullpen. They fortified it mid-season last year. So that's not going to be a problem going in. So I'm really optimistic about the team's chances this year.
And who's the biggest threat to them? Which team? Who's going to give them a run for their money?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Who's going to give them a run for their money? Which team?
I'm going to say the Mets, actually. The Mets looked really good yesterday. They won 9-4 against the Cardinals in opening day. You know, they were a terrible team last year, but the year before they were quite good. And last year they were really wrecked by injuries. Now their pitchers are back. They've got some good free agent signings. I think the Mets could make a run for it.
I know we're early here. You mentioned Bryce Harper a moment ago, but all of the attention in addition to opening day has been on whether or not this is Bryce Harper's last season with the Nationals. What is your prediction on that? Do you think they sign him again? Because he's going to be worth a lot of money at the end of this.
I think they will. You know, I think the one thing that's working for the Nats is that the free agent market, as you know, has really been depressed this offseason, and it's actually not an outlier. It's gone down the year before as well. And so, you know, of course, Harper's going to get paid. He's going to get hundreds of millions of dollars. But there aren't really that many teams that are going to be in the bidding for him. You know, not many teams are willing to put $400 million. Not that that's what it's going to take. It might even be less than that. But there's been talk that it's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars. There are only going to be a handful of teams that are willing to bid that much. And I think the Nationals really are eager to make him a lifetime player, kind of make him a franchise player. So I'm somewhat optimistic about that as well.
All right, we are too. Fred Frommer, thank you very much. Really appreciate your insight. We'll check in with you as the season plows along. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much. I enjoyed it.
Thanks.